Vegas was fucking nuts. This is it. We made it. You know, we've got a trailer party bus to ourselves. I actually don't know what I did. I was drunk as soon as I landed. Take a shot, spit in my mouth. And this other girl was like, can you do me and my friends? I was like, sure. So now I guess it's my signature.
You got a dog?
I got two dogs, Bruce and Pissy Pants.
Bruce and Pissy Pants. I want to hear about the girl you knocked up.
No. I got her peeing on this thing. She can't pee. She's like, oh, what will make me pee easier is if I get fucked. My friend Jacob gave me the god of Cialis.
So you went there to call her out and instead you really got horny.
Anyway, she ended up peeing on the thing. Not pregnant. She's a liar. And now we're moving forward.
A note to self, when you're going to have a serious conversation, don't take Cialis.
Don't take Cialis. Hi, you little nipple rings. Look, we're in a weird mood. Hey, so we had a couple big weekends in Vegas, and I just want to give you guys a recap because we're here, we're tapping in. Also, I was thinking, should I just pretend I'm in the Illuminati?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, no one's going to believe you, but...
Well, I was thinking that, like, people listening to the podcast, maybe, you know, every time I post a photo, just post some, like, real, like, congrats on making, like, the move to Illuminati. Because wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, and you got
the little tap-in sign.
Yeah, that's very Illuminati-esque.
Well, because obviously we're out and about more, and I keep meeting more people. So if you do listen, if you have listened to this podcast, just comment some like conspiracy theory shit on my stuff, and I'll try and reply. Or if you see me out, we'll take a photo with like triangles over our eyes. I feel like that would be funny because like I look, being in this industry, and you know being on Netflix, I thought the Illuminati would have been like, hey, you want to take this shit to the next level? No one's tried any of the shit. Maybe I'm not worthy.
Really? Because Chase was saying that the Illuminati approached him. Maybe it's just a season two thing.
Yeah, maybe I'm just not good.
Joey and Carly too, both got approached.
That's crazy. I did see the tattoo on their ribs, but that was had the I'm in the Illuminati.
Exactly.
Where have you been? You've been away.
Dude, I've been all over the place. Just in and out of the woods a little bit.
No, because you randomly called me. You're like, hey, I'm in Vancouver. I'm like, I just started laughing. I'm like, what the fuck is this guy doing? yeah, everywhere.
Yeah, dude. I'm back, though. Well, I'm in Pittsburgh and Nashville in 2 weeks.
What's happening there?
Pittsburgh. I'm headlining a show at the Music Something Hall. Just
that's find a good me on promo Instagram right there. He doesn't actually know the name, but he's...
Just Google my name in Pittsburgh, and then I'm in Nashville doing a show with Bob Saget from Full House.
Sick.
And then, I just booked the biggest comedy thing I've ever booked.
What is that?
Just for Laughs Festival.
Damn.
Yeah.
When's that happening?
So this will be out Tuesday. It's tomorrow, technically.
Sick.
Yeah, dude. It's going to be a big deal.
Well, speaking of promo, I just made someone squirt with a sex toy that I've...
Really?
Got coming out. Yeah, I posted a photo on Twitter with the dildo on my head. And it was actually kind of crazy. No, I swear to God. Because I was like, if I die, can the media outlets use this photo? Like, if I ever die, like, please use it. It was a suction cup one I put on my forehead. And I had this girl over, and we were kind of just like, it was sitting on my bedside table charging. And she's like, why the fuck have you got a dildo there? Like, mm-hmm. A suction cup. And I was like, well, this is hard to explain. But, like, I don't put it in my ass. But I just did a full-on photo shoot with it. And I stuck it to my wall, and I was like, I haven't used it. And if you're a girl listening that I'm talking to, I still haven't used it. I would love to use it on you. But it's sick. Like, it's an actual, like, fucking dildo. It has, like, a little, like, it vibrates in the middle, like, right on that G-spot. And I was, like, bored with this girl. And I was like, hey, like, wouldn't it be sick if you just come? And she squirted everywhere.
That's awesome.
She's like, yeah, it hasn't really happened before.
Good for you.
And I was like, wow, this is awesome. And I put it on my shower. Window, and I was like on my, you know, little glass screen. I don't know why I'm going into detail, but fuck it, we're horny over here. And I was like, yo, wouldn't it be sick if you just bent over and just spread that shit and I could just watch from behind? And I was like, beating off, it was kind of hot.
Hell yeah, it was lit.
And also, hey, pro tip for guys, anyone listening, why are you looking weird?
I was just making a face while you were telling him your awesome story.
Oh, we're getting some clickbait. Like... Everyone, do a face. Clickbait.
No way, Harry.
No, okay, so pro tip. Before you have sex, before you finger someone, jam your fingers in their throat. Don't lick your own fingers. Put it in their mouth and then play with their pussy. Number one tip, especially if you're rubbing their clit. I was hitting this girl from the back in the shower this morning.
And don't put it in your butt and then put it in their mouth first.
I was hitting her from behind. pulled her head back by her hair, jammed my fingers in her throat, and then played with her little clit. Wow, I just sort of kicked things off with that.
That's badass. Wow, dude.
But
I'm a Christian. I wouldn't do those.
No,
things.
You would never. No. Absolutely not. You haven't had sex yet either, no?
Not yet.
Nah.
Someday, though.
So, well, sex with condom on isn't technically counted as sex because you're not really touching
it. Yeah, it's true. Exactly. Yeah.
Anyway, so I went to Vegas, right? Vegas was fucking nuts. So Trilla flew me out for the Friday. So I was with them on Friday. I actually don't know what I did because I was drunk as soon as I landed because we stayed at New Resort World, which is really sick, which is, this is not promo for them, but if you're listening overseas or wherever, Vegas has the first, like one of the newest, the first, I think it's the first resort in 10 years that's been there. And it's like a combine of three. It's like the Conrad, which I've never fucking heard of, Hilton, and then some other piece of shit resort that's like all jammed into one. And it's the most confusing fucking resort in the entire planet. Because you don't know where the fuck you're going. I was like, am I staying at the Hilton? Am I staying at Conrad?
They design it so you just get lost in the casino.
So lost.
Yeah, every time.
Absolutely bizarre behavior.
You were at the UFC, right?
Yeah, we did go to the UFC. We flew out for Trilla. And I was deathly afraid that Trilla was like never going to work with me again because Friday night, absolute degenerate. Like, absolute worst behavior. I was out with Baron, one of these other TikTokers. Great kid. Awesome vibe. Anyway, that doesn't even care. The next day, Trilla wakes me up. Hey, we have to go to this big three thing. Look, I don't know any fucking rules about basketball. People think I'm tall and I know what the fuck is going on with sport. Absolutely no idea. So I go to this thing, big three. It's the Ice Cube's event. Great time hanging out with Trilla. I just got bored and just started to get drunk. Just absolutely backstage in the VIP room by myself. Shit face.
You're really making up for that 90 days you missed.
Oh, like terrible.
100 and something days.
Yeah, no.
Caught up.
I was like, you know what? I need to go back because every time I get, I don't know if you noticed in the Carly episode, but my face was bloated. Every time I get fucked up, my face like gets bloated.
Really? Yeah, me too. I get that.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's why you don't drink anymore because you want to keep a skinny face.
Exactly.
Well, it's summer. You know, we're trying to look good. We're trying to look beautiful. But I went backstage. One of the Trilla reps, this beautiful lady by the name of Elena, I just started throwing bologna on her.
Where'd you get the bologna?
There was food there.
So nice.
I was with a couple of other influencers and they're like, oh, and I was like, oh, I'm not going to drink anymore. Like, I'm sick of it. And then they gave me one shot and I was like, well, you've now awoken the Kraken. And my parents are pissheads. Mm-hmm. I'm Australian.
Yeah.
So by nature, I am also a pisshead. So I just started getting absolute shit faced. I was getting very drunk with the boys and then I decided I was like, I had to leave. So Trilla gave me my own party bus to myself, like a 30-person party bus.
So sad.
I just picture
you sitting in the back of the parking
bus. No, it was so sad, just drunk like a little kid, like on my best behavior. And the guy was like, where are you going? I was like, Encore Beach Club, please. And like the Trilla people took a photo of me because it was legitimately so sad. And I sent it to one of my friends because I was going to go see him at this beach club, sent him a photo. He's like, why don't you take a fucking Uber? Like, that's just embarrassing. Like, I was like, I thought it was kind of cool.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah, they're blasting the music. Driver had the music blasted, and I'm just sitting there just like, fuck, like, this is it. We've made it. You know, we've got a Trilla party bus to ourselves. But anyway, this is where the story gets fun. We get to Encore. Well, the win, whatever the fuck, whatever the
title is. Yeah, by we, you mean you and the driver, because you're by yourself on a bus.
I'm trying to be inclusive. Yeah. I'm trying to make it feel like there was more people there. But I get there, and I have absolutely no idea where Encore Beach Club is. Never been there, no idea. And my boy, Setch, the most toxic guy on TikTok, legit loves toxicity. Him and his boys are there. I think they're all scammers. I got no idea. That's what I got. I was led to believe that I was hanging out with some drug dealers and scammers. Great guys. Sick as fuck. Everyone just had jewelry on. But I'm walking through Wynn. And sometimes I forget that, you know, I do have a bit of an audience.
Right.
And by myself, I'm drunk. Yeah. And these dudes come up to me. For some reason, I just started handing out my phone number. And like these guys are like just walking around with me. They're like trying to come with me. And I was like, damn, like I just realized like I'm just being way too friendly. And I just have to be like, hey. Like, please, like,
right,
like, go hang out with your friends. I don't really know you, and this is kind of getting a little bit weird, but these dudes are, like, leeching onto me. Great guys. Had a whole bunch of fun. They're trying to start businesses with me, and I was drunk, and I was like, fuck yeah. I was like, I can get into the weed business. I ate a brownie the other day unintentionally.
Your team probably has so many crazy emails coming in today.
No, I just met someone at my fucking building, and he's just like, yo, this is completely unrelated, but met this guy at my building. I'm dead sober. I just gave him my number. He's like, yeah, I'm a dance teacher. And he asked for a photo, and I was like, cool, like, can you teach me to dance? I'm vanilla. I'm so white. Like, I grew up with no dance background, and I would love to dance. I don't know if he took me very serious, but he got my number. And then he's like, can you follow me on Instagram? I was like, oh, look, we're crossing the line here. I don't really know. And then I checked his Instagram story, and he's got a video of him just like put his phone in his pocket filming Dave Chappelle. And I was like, hey, it's a little bit weird. Like, this man's trying to eat with his family.
Yeah, that's weird.
So I don't know. Red flag.
I'd have your guard up around him.
Yeah, well, look, I gave him a fucking number, so, and I told him I want him to give me dance lessons.
And you live in the same place.
I've had to stop about 5,000 people from filming Dave Chappelle in my life.
Really?
Yeah, because he used to come to the Comedy Store late at night. At 1 a.m., he'd do like 4 hours on stage.
Oh.
And I'd have to stop people from filming him because everyone would be sneaking out their phone trying to film his material.
Wouldn't you want that, though?
No, you don't want that.
Why?
He's working on it. He's going to put on a special for $20 million, and some person's going to put it on YouTube for free. It says a lot of wild shit. He's up there for 4 hours, right?
That's a long set.
Yeah, yeah. But it's cool, though, because when he'd go up, most of the room's empty at that point, and then everyone tries to come back in, and then I'd be like $100 a head to get in, or like $50 a head.
What, to give you head?
Yeah, and it was a minimum wage job.
He just missed that, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah,
$100.
$100 or $50 or a head.
$100 would suck me off to get in. Yeah, oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway. Pick whatever, I'd walk out with like $2,000 a night doing that shit.
And just empty bowls.
Yeah.
This is why he's never hired at the comedy club anymore. Anyway, so Encore, where I make it Encore. And I forgot this dude's name, and I'm sorry. I know you listen with your girlfriend, but I think the guy manages all of Encore Beach Club, and I was kind of waiting for my friend Setch to come out and get me. Again, absolute shit faced, and there's people like filming me and stuff, which is awesome. I love that stuff, but I was very drunk. This guy walks up to me and he's like, hey, like me and my girlfriend listen to the podcast every other morning.
Oh, that's dope.
And I thought it was sick. I was like, we haven't actually released that many episodes, so I don't know how you listen to it every morning, but thank you so much.
They manage the Encore?
Yeah.
Hit me up. Hook me up with some shit.
Nah, fucking legend.
Like, I hate Vegas, but if I can go VIP to the Encore.
I'll stay at the Encore.
But nah, he just waved me in, and then I went to my table with my boys. Again, sometimes I just forget that, you know, I was on this Netflix show and I'm just hanging out with the boys. Drunk me. These girls come up for a photo and like, hey, we'd love to get a photo. And I'm like, you know, I've got a better idea. I pick these two girls up by their little shoulders because I'm a very big human and I can just throw people around a little bit. So I pick them up, put them beside me. And this girl's like, what are we doing? And I'm like, you want a shot? She's like, sure. Take a shot, spit in her mouth. Grab the next one, pick her up, take a shot, spit in her mouth. And this other girl was like, can you do me and my friends? I was like, sure, great. I'll just start. So now, like, as I said in the last episode, it's like, I guess it's my signature. I did it last time I was in Vegas. Then this time I legit had like a line of people with my boy Setch. And he was like helping out. He's like, fuck, we got to get these numbers
all
through.
All consensually want you to just spit in their mouth.
There was one.
You're just a mama bird.
I am.
Exactly.
Look, they just want a healthy, safe way to get a shot from the bottle. Like, who knows how many lips have been on that bottle? If it's just my lips,
that's true,
going into your mouth,
you're like Jesus of germs at the club.
I'm just trying to be helpful,
because I know
where my mouth has been. But so I was just spit. There's literally photos of me like going around, and I was like, damn, like I just want anyone listen, like, it's in the most respectable way possible. If I'm drunk and you ask for it, I will do it.
Yeah, you're not forcing this on anyone. They're saying, Harry, please feed me. Please be my mama bird.
Please spit.
And you're like, here you go, baby chick.
And you had a negative COVID test that morning, right? And
vaccinated,
all that stuff. Yeah,
chilling.
And you're vaccinated. The whole thing.
But we got so drunk there and it got overwhelming. Oh, actually, there was this one girl she's like, no, I'm going to spit in your mouth. And I was like,
doesn't work that way,
yeah,
honey.
Yeah, I was like, do we know each other? Like, I have no idea who you are, and you want to spit in my mouth? These girls probably should have said that to me. So the other weekend, I also did that. For some reason, it's coming my thing. I don't mean to do it, but I was with Loud Luxury. Great guys. Great fucking crazy set. They're from Canada as well. You definitely know their songs, like Bonnie on Me. I don't know how it goes, but anyway, they're like, oh, Harry, like, come on stage. Big fucking mistake. Why would you let me? A complete degenerate.
And someone, an entertainer, a natural entertainer.
Yeah, and drunk and wanting to get some, like, crazy stories for the weekend. Like, we're in Vegas. Fuck it. Yeah, let's get wild. Dude. There was two ghosts at the front of the stage. Like, I'm standing up. There was a video kind of doing the rounds on TikTok. It didn't get that viral, which we're kind of glad about, but it got like 4,000 or 5,000 likes. These two girls were like, hey, because Joe from one of the boys from Loud Luxury, he was like pouring shots in people's mouth. And this is how the shot facade started. I took a shot. Well, I was like, they're like, oh yeah, me. I took a shot and just spat it, like, just directly down into their mouth, like 2 or 3 meter drop, bang, and then did their friend. And then literally the people who are running the club were just like, get him the fuck down and put him in the back. Like, we can't be having that. Like, I probably almost lost them their residency there. It was so bad. And then as soon as I went to get back up again, the security guard grabbed me. He's like, no more of that shit. And I'm like, bro, I'm just having a good time. Like, I'm really just vibing and enjoying it. But anyway, so this trip, we go to Encore Beach Club. We have a great night. We have a crazy, crazy night. I end up meeting some people in the lobby of this hotel. Great girls. But again, I'm just fucking handing my number out like candy.
Yeah.
So I don't know who's actually texting me, but I'm just being like super friendly with everyone. We end up having like a massive night. I'm with Marshmallow. We go back to the after party.
Nice.
And I end up...
Did he have his mask on? Or his mask off?
Yeah, his mask, like COVID mask. Like, his...
No, he didn't have his helmet on?
Nah.
Oh, nice.
It's my boy.
Damn, you've seen him without his helmet on?
Yeah. He's even better. Even better looking.
That's cool.
But we go back to after party, and I probably got like 3 or 4 people with me that I met in the lobby. Like, people I don't know. Just, and it just
follow
just girls.
You and you were too drunk to even...
Just, yeah.
That's cool.
So we end up going to this other... after party with one of my boys, like Banks was there, a whole bunch of cool people. And I'm like, cool, like it's kind of come to the end of the night. Actually, fuck it, I'm just going to tell you exactly what happened. I end up having sex with this chick in this barber's chair, right? Because nice. It's a suite in Vegas. For some reason, they have fucking barber's chairs.
And just to be clear, were you getting your hair cut at the same time or was it just sex with the barber chair?
Well, she was on top of me and I'm like, yo, like if you want to fucking snip around the back, like we're getting a bit long mm-hmm. around there. We ended up having sex. This girl I met in the lobby, great, awesome, great time. She had a clit pierce. I've never seen that before.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I sucked on it. I was like, can I nibble on it? She's like, we'll relax. Yeah. So we had great sex, and I walk outside, like sweaty, back to the party. There's fried chicken there. I'm eating that. And this girl's like, one of the other girls that I met in the lobby, who come with another friend, she's like, oh, it looks like you just had some great sex. And I'm like, as a joke, I was like, yeah, you're next. And she's like, okay, cool, go have a bath. And I was like, excuse me? I was like, a bath?
She's that's awesome.
We need to deep clean this. Anyway, I didn't end up having sex with her, but turns out they didn't have a hotel room. So me, I'm like, at the end of the night, I'm like, fuck it. So we grab their bags. I've got all these people with me. I don't actually know them. And we walk back to my hotel room. And then I forgot that my friend Carter, who didn't have a hotel room booked, I gave him my room. And he's just like completely just blackout drunk, like asleep on my bed. And I was like to these two girls, I was like, there's not enough room here. So you guys stay here. I'm going back to this other girl's room. She's at the Hilton. So I had to walk down and walk to the other chamber. Go up there, had a great night's sleep. Completely missed my flight. Like missed it like by a fucking long shot. I was lucky enough that one of my boys had driven to Vegas because he missed his flight also. So he pulls up to my hotel room and I was like, sweet, I better go get my bags with these girls. And they're packing their shit as well. And they end up just getting in my car, or in the car, driving back with us.
Oh, this is what you were talking about when you just, yeah, okay.
Yeah, driving back with us to LA, which is like 3 or 4 hours drive. And mind you, we're hungover, we're sick, we're not on our best behavior. These girls end up staying with me for like a week. And I had no idea who they were. They were just like posted up.
Where are they
room.
From?
I think, no.
You're with them a week.
Yeah.
You should know where they're from.
Imagine just being able to just
hang out.
Just go to another city.
One of them had a kid.
Just like,
it was really nice. She FaceTimed him. I was like, I don't know if you want me to meet you.
Was anybody watching the kid?
he's got a dad.
Okay.
But yeah, these two guys.
He's got two dads.
Miami and New York. No, that didn't happen.
He's about to have a younger brother too.
No. But they were posted in my room and I gave him some... because they didn't have any clothes either, so I just gave them OnlyFans merch. So they wear that for a week, and then they left. Anyway, that was Vegas.
You need somebody to protect you from yourself.
No, but I just thought it was so weird because sometimes I just forget that like we have to be a little bit more cautious with how we move and like be a little bit like, hey, like maybe you shouldn't be a drunk idiot and do that. And then I'm like,
but it's worked for you so far.
Well, you should meet my friends. Like, they're worse than me, so they just enable me to do more.
Right.
And then I end up just bringing people back from Vegas to my house. And then I'm like, waking up after like being fucking hungover. And I'm like, what the fuck are they doing here? Like, there are two people in my bed. Like, you guys need to relax.
It sounds like they were pretty cool, though, because if they lasted a week, yeah. It could have been so disastrous where they came and they were a nightmare. And the next day, you're like, hey, you guys need to leave. You can't stay here.
No, they were really chill. They wanted to like do a trip to Toronto. Like, yeah, book a jet. I'm like, bro, who the fuck? They're like, yeah, we should go to Miami. And I'm like, bro, what is going on? Like, what? I asked them. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, how do you survive? Like,
right.
Some people are out here grinding 12-hour days just to get a, you know, lived life on the weekends. Like, you guys out here working 10 jobs,
yeah,
male escorts on the weekends,
yeah,
in
yeah.
Vegas, just trying to figure it out.
Just selling my body when I can.
Yeah. Just spreading your cheeks on OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Getting that little raisin out, that little cashew. Hey, Long Cock Stallion. Nice hoodie, bro.
Thanks, dude. You got a nice hoodie, too.
Yeah, I stole it from your closet. Where did you get these from?
Well, I actually got this from Parade, but they're not just hoodies.
No.
No, it's so much more. Oh. So it's an underwear company.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah, they sell underwear, bras, all that stuff. They got this new thing called the Creative Basics.
Oh.
You know, you've heard about it.
I've definitely worn them a couple times before. Exactly. They're colorful.
No. There's imprints, none
no
of that
wires.
Shit. Yeah, 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 none of that. You want to look good. It's a good company too, right? They're progressive. They take care of people. They support all sorts of amazing stuff, Planned Parenthood, all that kind of stuff.
I think they gave away
right?
some meals at some point as well, some food in New York.
Yeah, yeah, they did do that.
They're doing so much over at Parade.
It's a dope company, dope products.
Comfortable. Colorful basics.
Yeah.
And we do have a naughty little code for you. For a limited time, our listeners can get 25% off any purchase over $40 with code TAPIN, or go to www.yourparade.com/TAPIN and refresh your top drawer with colorful, comfortable, creative basics. Get your pussy feeling comfortable for summer. We want to look good, feel good, and smell great. Go to yourparade.com.
Again, that's www.yourparade.com/TAPIN. 25% off any purchase over $40.
Yeah, and you should sell the undies. Sweaty, musty.
Sell them.
Sell them online. You should go for a run in them and then sell them. That's a big business. That is. People do that.
Hell
anyway,
yeah.
Go to yourparade.com.
Right, back to the pod.
Back to the podcast. I got a dog.
You got a dog?
I got two dogs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you co-parent a dog with anybody?
Yeah, please tell me there's someone helping you out with these dogs.
No. Okay, so my roommate, Zach, he got this little Frenchie.
How's Zach so rich?
Zach runs like fairs, bro. The family, bro. His first ever car was a Rolls Royce.
That's
he hasn't driven
like county fairs with like, you know, throwing darts at balloons.
You have no idea how much money these people make.
Oh yeah, they make a lot.
It's insane, bro. Like they're very, but these guys do it. I do it like they do it so well, but they're doing them like every other week in like different states. And I've never seen someone so passionate about like these fairs and like putting on these big events. And it's like, it's actually inspiring. Like they do have one coming up next week. I think it's I forgot what it's called, but it's LA like State Fair or some shit. It's about to be fucking crazy.
Oh, that's dope.
Like, if you guys want to come, I'll be there. I'll be spinning a mouse all weekend. Like,
can't wait.
They got me my own little store, like $5.
Does he bring home fair food or does he cook good fried foods at home? You know, like
no,
fried Oreos?
No, not at home. But like we did, because obviously when COVID was happening, he did a whole bunch of drive-through fairs.
Yeah.
And bro, that shit was insane. Like just seeing the amount of like people that get through and get excited about stuff, because not a very big thing in Australia. But like you come here and like fairs are like legit huge. But we went through the drive-thru and they had like every like turkey legs, fucking huge, like deep fried whatever, like deep fried fucking everything.
That's cool. Can we open a tap-in kissing booth at the fair?
Yeah. Oh, good idea.
That'd be great, right?
And they'll be kissing one of the three of us, and they have to guess who it is.
Yeah. And it'll be us every time. It won't be Harry.
Yeah, it'll never be Harry.
you just have your number like Snapchat held out there. Like, please, that was a really good kiss. We should have a glory hole one in the back as well. anyway, so I got two dogs, right?
Yeah.
Sick.
Nice.
Bruce and Pissy Pants.
Bruce and Pissy Pants.
Who is your dog, Bruce or Pissy Pants?
I go with Bruce, but okay. I named the other one Pissy Pants because, like, Pissy Pants has just always been a good name.
Yeah. Pissy Pants, that's a great name for a dog.
And no, for a child, funny. Too. Yeah. If you're a mom out there or soon to be a mom, I recommend naming your child Pissy Pants.
Yeah.
Because, so Zach. Zach was like, oh yeah, I want to give it a good name. Like he's thinking like Shorty or some shit because his last song was called Shorty. So he was thinking like spelled differently. And I'm like, let's just call this thing Pissy. And it comes to it now, which is bad because it spends more time at home with me. So I'm just sitting there like staring at it like Pissy, Pissy, that's your name. And then he'll come home and like try and give it a different name. I'm like, nah, it won't come to that. It has to be called Pissy. Anyway, guess how much these two dogs have cost us?
Oh, like way too much, probably?
Right.
I mean, just initially, those are purebred dogs. So just to buy them initially, probably $5,000 each, $4,000 to $5,000. So that's 10 plus shots, vaccinations, probably feed food.
Them. Oh, no, no, no. I'm just meaning like to buy the puppies. Fuck the rest of the shit. Like,
oh, okay. Yeah.
Like
$5,000 each.
So one of them is a English bulldog. Uh-huh. He has one blue eye, one green eye.
Oh, and that makes him worth more.
And his skin color as well is fucking nuts.
Like, okay, $10,000 each.
15.
Yeah.
15 each?
Nah, 15 for mine, 5 for Zach's.
Holy
so 20 total.
Shit.
Yeah, bro. So silly. Everyone's like, I get all these DMs like, oh my God, you should have adopted. I'm like, you're right. Like, I should have. But like, I didn't mean for him to sell me that dog. Like, he's
you
like,
fell hey. In love.
Well, he's like, oh, do you want to see it? And I was like, oh, sure. And then he put it down. So the reason why I got this second dog was because Pissy Pants was at home by itself. And I'm like, fuck, like, I can't have a dog just like, right. Sitting around, yeah. Doesn't have a friend.
It's nice.
Like, we want them to just like play fight and fuck all day. So then he brought this beautiful little boy over, and he was just fat and like clumsy and like beautiful and like just cute and squishy.
Yeah, they're the cutest.
And there was some girls there at my apartment, and I'm like, this is, I don't mean for them to come over, but I was like, this is the worst time to have girls and another puppy come in. So I was like, all right, I'll get it because they're playing around. And he's like, sweet, $15,000. I'm like, I was like, excuse me? I was like, how much did you say that dog was? And he's like, and then he started like going on the spiel about these dogs, right? Bro, he was telling me every nut that this dog squirts out is $5,000.
Holy shit.
Now, did you try negotiating at all? Or did you just say, okay?
Nah, I was like, oh.
But when he's old enough, you can start flipping.
That's what I was going to ask. Are you going to breed them?
Well, that's what I said. I was like, yo, like, do you want the first couple nuts? But I asked this dude, I'm like, yo, like, is there a legitimate dog wanker? Like, does someone come here and just wank the
yeah,
dog?
All right.
And I asked him, I was like, is it you? Like, do you just put on a glove, like, lube up your hand and just start stroking this dog? Like, at what point is that bestiality? You know, like, you're just a grown human knowingly making a dog come. Like, don't you think that's a little bit, at what point do you go, you know what, in my career, I'm going to be a dog wanker. I'm going to be a dog milker. Like, I'm going to go
I'll
out.
I'll tell you the point where you hear Harry Joust, you go, it's $5,000 a nut. And that's the point where you go, I'm going to be a dog wanker.
Yeah, I'm going to milk this
dog. So I'm
yeah.
coming over and I'm milking yep. your dogs.
Yeah.
But it's legitimately, I was just sitting there and I looked this grown man in the eyes and I'm like, you're telling me you milk dogs. Like, you milk. You yourself put your whole grown man hand around a dog's cock and balls. Like, is there foreplay? Do you play with his toes first? Like, do
you hold a picture of another dog in front of for it?
Yeah, put like just another dog.
Do you
like,
dress up like a dog?
Sweaty
dog.
You
put on a
like
dog
a furry,
costume.
Like, rawr!
Yeah.
Come here. Is there, or maybe there's like a dog pocket pussy? Like, what is it?
Interesting.
Yeah, we've got to do some research on this.
They probably make dog pocket pussies. If they don't, I'll invent it.
If there's any puppy milkers in the
please come on the
video,
podcast.
Comment. Just let us know. Like, hey, let us know what to do.
Yeah, we milk dogs, and just please come on the podcast. We got questions for you. Like, if you knowingly stroke your dog's cock,
you guys better start buying some parade underwear so Harry doesn't have to start jerking off dogs.
Legit, like, if shit goes down the window, I'm just gonna be a professional dog milker. But he was showing me these other dogs because I was like, damn, $15,000, like, it's a bit steep, bro. Like, my mom would kill me if I ever spent that much money on a puppy. And he started, like, very smart salesman. He's like, look at these other dogs, they're $100,000 a puppy.
Wow.
Long-haired Frenchies, have you heard of them?
Heard of them.
They're, bro, $100,000 for a fucking puppy? And then he showed me these other ones, and they were like, he's like, yeah, my friend spent $295,000 on this dog.
I didn't realize there were puppy sharks out there.
Legit.
Just snaking celebrities, stealing their $15,000. Smart.
That's you got to be careful, because people will steal your dog and then try and collect the reward.
That's what I heard. Like,
yeah.
He was telling, and I don't know how serious this dude is. Like, honestly, great dude. Very good. Looks after his puppies. very fucking like nice dude, come in with his girlfriend or whatever, awesome people. He looked me in the eyes and I was like, oh yeah, I have to be worried about these dogs. Like, huh? And he's just like, yeah, we've got a bazooka at our house. And I'm like, bro, like, how serious are you about protecting? Like, do you have a whole ass bazooka?
I got two things I love in this world, puppies and guns.
Milking dogs and blowing them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to hear about the girl you knocked up.
No. Okay, so but before we get in this, the pregnancy test was negative, right? I just have to tell you this. I've been seeing this person for a week. It was a couple of weeks. I met her at a party.
Okay.
And I was like, wow, you're gorgeous. What do you do? She's like, I'm in graphic design. And I'm like, wow, someone in this city with a career.
Hell yeah, dude.
You're ticking all the boxes. I was like, what's your Instagram? Shows me Instagram. Zero posts. Nothing. Doesn't post a single thing. And I was like, holy shit. Jackpot.
Yeah.
No followers.
Yeah.
Completely off the grid.
I like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah. No
conversations
phone,
flowing.
No ID. No parents. Just off grid.
Just like some Russian spy that's appeared. I knew things were a little bit funky when I told her that her fake tan was a little bit patchy. She's like, no, this isn't fake, it's real. And I was like, I can smell it. I can smell the fake tan on your skin. So a couple times we hung out, everything was like really good. Things were making sense. I'm not going to go into too much detail because I might get myself in trouble, but things were really good. And then there was one moment where her story slipped up and she started like lying about what she actually did or whatever. So I was like, oh, maybe, you know, I was like, one thing about me is like, I don't really fuck with lies. Like, I don't really want to associate myself with someone that isn't like, because I'm completely transparent. Like, I am as open as my legs about my life and what goes on, and like you get like I'm literally saying like the crazy Vegas stories and stuff like that on a podcast where people listen, so I'm completely open about everything that goes on in my life. But things were going really well, and then she started lying, so I was like, okay, cool, like I'm gonna pull myself away because I don't really fuck with that and I don't really know what's going on. And then she started like probably, and this is no word of exaggeration, I showed you like 100 text messages in a row as soon as I started like slowing these things down. I'm like, damn, like what the fuck is going on? Like, did I really just like the crazy hot scale is like really up there?
Yeah.
And then we get the pregnancy scare, right? And I'm like, what the fuck is like, she sent me like this is a pregnant test. She's like, nice. I'm pregnant and I've been feeling sick. Nauseous, I need to see you. And I was like, well, you could have bought one of those off eBay because I know you can buy like pregnant tests off eBay.
I could probably Google image and get like 50 negative or positive pregnancy
anything,
tests.
Anywhere.
Super easy.
So I was like, in my head, I was like, yo, like, this is crazy. But if she is, I need to be there for her.
Yep.
So I get in my little car, drive on over to her place or her friend's apartment.
If you want, I'll be there for her. She's hot.
You should definitely. She's great, but she might get pregnant. Well, also, here's the thing.
Me and Ari already decided we're raising a child. You're cut out.
There's no child. The pregnancy. All right, we'll get to that point. But
what would you name it, though, if there was?
Pissy Pants.
Yeah, Pissy Pants.
Pissy Pants 2.
But anyway, so I drive to a friend's apartment. And then this is the episode of just telling stories. I see a friend. They're all like joking and I'm like being very playful, ha ha, whatever. I bought like 4 fucking pregnancy tests. I was in a with a friend's thing and I was like, yo, like if you do what you say you do, show me your work email. Wouldn't that be crazy? She's like, it's not on my phone. I'm like, well, log in. Log in on your fucking work email. Like,
so she's like,
some foul play going on somewhere. But I was like, yo, like if, like, be honest with me. Like, I don't want to hang out with someone that's, you know, not 100% genuine. You know, I'm trying to find someone genuine and I'm trying to move and, like, build, you know, an awesome fucking team or not, like, an awesome relationship and have, like, build an empire with someone cool. I was like, just fucking show me your work email. She couldn't show me. She's like, oh, it's on my computer back home. I'm on my laptop. Now, mind you, the day before this all happened, my friend Jacob, who I've had on the podcast, gave me the god of Cialis, like the god cock pill that he got from a doctor. Like, this thing legitimately will make you fucking solid at the drop of a hat. Like, you could smell fish and just be hard.
Hell like, yeah.
That's how crazy it is. I'm not sure if anyone has dabbled in the cock pill game.
In the dark arts.
But in the dark cock. But it's really like as soon as you have a Cialis or whatever, if you think about something that's going to get you horny, you just rock hard like instantly. And it's like, we call it, in our friend group, we call it God cocking. Because you feel like God when you're like having sex with someone because you're just like, rah, like that's this thing sick, is just like dude. A fucking iron rod. You hell look like yeah. Zeus. With his fucking hammer, he just rah, like feel great. Veins are popping, rah. Anyway, I had this the day before. Now I forgot. So I've got her on the toilet, peeing. I'm standing across from a room from her. Her friend's in the other room. I got her peeing on this thing. She can't pee, but just the thought of her vagina just got me. Just got
so
me.
So you went there to call her out, and instead you really got horny.
She's really hot, right? She's hot. Just the thought of her vagina out. I just got so hard. Like,
okay, so note to self. When you're going to have a serious conversation, don't take Cialis.
Don't take Cialis. So I'm sitting there just hard as fuck. And I was like, maybe I could pee between your legs to help you pee quicker. Just whip.
Wait, what? Wait, say that again?
She was having trouble peeing.
Yeah.
Because she was nervous, I guess. Okay. Oh, she said she pissed out all her piss. So I was like, if I pee with you.
Okay. Okay.
Will that make you pee better?
And you had a boner?
Well, I whipped out my rock hard cock. I didn't mean for this to happen, but like it was the kind of the perfect height. And she put, like she licked it as a joke. And then, like, just put the whole thing in her mouth. And then I was like, damn. So her friends in the other room, they think that we're having, like, a serious conversation. Mind you, the door's open. And I'm just, like, face-fucking her on the toilet. And I'm, like, getting really horny. I was like, damn, this is sick.
They're like, oh, she's crying probably.
Yeah, she comes in, like, tears, like, eyes watering, like, covered in saliva. But, like, ended up, like, I didn't finish. Like, we didn't keep going. It was probably for, like, 30 seconds. And I started laughing because I thought it was funny. And then we went back to having like a serious chat. She still couldn't pee. Anyway, we ended up going back to her apartment. And she's like, oh, what will make me pee easier is if I get fucked first.
There you go.
So I was like, oh, yeah, sometimes like after I have sex, I need to pee. So we had sex and this time I pulled out. Well, okay, so first off, the reason why I come to her was because she told me to. She's like, yeah, come on me.
Oh, oh.
So usually in that
sense. So this is pre-pregnancy scare.
Yeah, this is pre-pregnancy scare. So usually in that situation, if I'm having sex with someone, and this was a rare case where I wasn't wearing protection, that when they say, like, come on me, in my head, I'm like, she's on the pill or she's got the rod, which is a terrible assumption. And now I know, lads, if you're listening, always pull out. Anyway, she ended up peeing on the thing, not pregnant. She's a liar. And now we're moving forward. And then I tried to end things. And then she sent me all of her nudes ever. And I got really horny. And I think I'm going to get her over tonight.
So, you should just get her and that chick that keyed your car and just have a threesome, dude.
Throwback to episode one.
Yeah, dude.
Was that episode one?
I don't know. It was very early.
You should just dive. You should just go full irresponsible at this point, I think.
Because I also had a moment where I was like, wouldn't that be cool? Having a little squirt running around.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
Like, I was thinking, you know, Lana Rhodes has got a kid coming.
Yeah, you know, you could have
all the big names.
And they could all be friends.
We could grow up, go to the same school together. I was just thinking, like, every famous NBA player. I just had that thought. I was like, damn, and she's really hot. This could kind of be like a cool little come up. You know, like, imagine, like, you know, look at Blake Griffin. He's got like three kids or some shit, doesn't he? I don't know, but
it's either gonna have the best life ever, or be really messed up. One of the two.
I think it's good to be a couple and raise. It's better to get someone pregnant that you actually want to like.
Yeah, well, my mom always said like I'm not allowed to get anyone pregnant until I'm 30. So everyone who's trying to get pregnant, just wait till we're 30 and then I'll.
I'm 30 now. If anyone's trying to get pregnant,
31 right here.
Yeah. So, look, you can use their cocks. As our fill-in.
And then you'll raise the daddy and pay the bills.
Raise the daddy?
Raise the kids.
Is that it? We got anything else we want to say?
This
is a little catch-up episode, yeah?
Are you okay, though? Is everything good?
Yeah, I'm great. But okay. I had a lymphatic drainage the other day.
What is that?
It's like some ancient like way to drain your body?
Do your cock.
Is that an STD?
I lymphatically drain myself all the time, dude. My lips are my nuts.
Oh, okay, guys, we're going to wrap it there. Don't worry about us. If you do enjoy little catch-up episodes or little story times, just let us know. Please show us love. We're dying over here. Thank you so much for tapping in. Please rate the podcast 5 stars. If you did enjoy this episode, shoot us a DM. Let us know what you thought, if you enjoyed it or anything like that. Someone's honking their horn. And I'm not dating anyone. No one's pregnant. Please don't cancel us. We love you. And we'll see you next time.